glass ceiling. Glass ceiling. Hard facts. Hard facts. This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
Lagos, let's bring you today's glass ceiling. Last week we started a conversation about whose responsibility it is to run the household. Who should be responsible for running the household? I got a lot of interesting calls on that subject because I shared the story of this man with you who felt that chores in the home were not his job. He felt that chores in the home was the job of his wife. He shared his story on Twitter. He said he grew up believing that as a husband and as a father, all the man needed to do was work, provide for his family, and that's it. Come home and chillax. So he was a very hard worker outside. He had done his part as being a hard worker outside. Everything that needed to be done in the house, that was my wife job. Now, the wife is employed, though. The wife has a business, though, that she was running herself. So she was working outside as well, just like her husband. But she was also coming home to work to keep the house running. On the other hand, the husband said whenever he got home from work, he would sit down, relax, and his own day was over. So I told you that story last week. And a lot of you called in with various opinions on the subject. You shared your thoughts. You told me what you thought should be happening with house chores, with running the home. And it was very illuminating. It was very surprising. Now, for those who didn't listen last week, let me play you some of the calls that came in on the show. Here are some of the opinions we heard last week.
I had an experience when I was a teenager.
Okay.
An uncle of mine lost his wife and had to come in to help. And that experience gave me a different approach to house upkeep.
Okay.
And it has helped, and it's still helping me in my household.
Okay.
When I got married, my wife was a housewife, but I would never say because she's an housewife that I leave the house chores for her.
Okay.
I leave early in the morning when I come back, and I'm not too tired.
Mm-hmm.
I still get involved in cleaning. Washing plates is no big deal for me. I grew up doing that.
Okay.
Washing clothes. Thank God for washing machine these days. That's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe you should leave your wife to those things. We sometimes tend to look at them as not be just to wash, not be just to do this. But those things are tiring. Those things can kill you if you don't have enough rest. So I would advise every man just to help when you are free. Sometimes you might look at those things as small, but those women go through a lot, especially when children are involved. So I don't believe that, okay, I have to work, you have to stay in the house. No, no. Part of my work is to take care of my children as well.
Mm.
Part of my work is to have time for my children and my home. So it's no big deal for you as a man to sweep your house. After all, it's your home.
And we had that particular call and a lot of other calls that sounded like that call. And that's because I told you how the man that was sharing his story on Twitter said he got home one day a bit early, asked his wife to bring food. She told him, "Oga, wait, I beg. Food never ready. Just chop this small bread, while you're waiting." And he got angry with his wife. And according to him, you know, that was one time too many because it'd been happening a lot, you know. He was so angry. Even though he took the bread, she still rushed into the kitchen. You know how, you know, somebody was very angry with you, know that, "Mama, make I just go do this thing where this guy they vex for," you know. So he was so angry, she rushed into the kitchen to go and make the food for him. And after that day, she was never late with the food again. Never. And then the guy goes on to say that long after that incident, one day he came home, he was smelling something burning from the kitchen. He rushed into the kitchen to switch off the stove because he didn't see his wife anywhere. He called out her name. She wasn't answering. So he rushed into the kitchen to switch off the stove. And then he found his wife in the kitchen. And she was fast asleep in the kitchen. Food was burning. And he got angry and started to tap her. He tapped her. She didn't respond. And then he became afraid and he called for help. And people came and helped him and he rushed her to the hospital. When they got to the hospital, that's when he found out that she was suffering from exhaustion, that she was overworked. After they got home, because she needed to rest, the man took 2 days off so that he can run the house while she rested. The man said, early in the morning, I quickly prepare food, make pap for our baby. She asked if I could bathe the baby. I said yes. I undressed the baby, soaked the clothes and bathed the baby to dress the baby up. I didn't even know what clothes to pick up. My wife had to help out to pick the clothes. Then my wife asked if I can feed the baby. I said yes. And then he goes on to say that feeding the baby is the most hardest work I've ever done in my life. I ran out of patience. I held her in my arms. I waited till she slept. Then I remembered that I soaked her clothes and I had to go and wash the clothes together with the ones that were used the previous day. I needed to rearrange the house. There was a pot that was burned that needed to be cleaned. At that point, I was hungry. I was sweating. I had to postpone the other things that were on my list and I took my rest. It was while I was resting that I realized that the little house chores were the everyday routine work to be done before my wife has time for herself or her business. With all of these, she'll have to get things in the market to prepare food. And then I realized that if she continued this way, she will wear out and one day I will receive a call that my wife is dead. That struck me. His own words. I'm not saying he struck me. I'm saying that the man said that struck me on Twitter. Now, I also told you what this revelation, this eureka, did for the man, how it influenced his behavior going forward. But I want to play a call for you that I also received last week. This particular caller said some very interesting things. Listen.
I'm of the opinion that the husband and the wife cannot have a regular 9-to-5. I believe that there has to be a compromise. They have to arrange their life, not just around their work, but around the family. So someone has to give. The husband can give, the wife can give, but someone has to give. Because we're working not because we want to work, or what cause was to make a family. So you can't work and focus on work and let the family eventually suffer.
And I'm curious what you think about what he has to say. 0700-993-993-993. What do you think about that caller's opinion? What do you think about the story I shared with you last week? Could you relate to the story? Do you believe that a man's only real job is to make money and come back and relax? Do you believe handling domestic chores are for women? Do you think it's a woman's job? What about when the woman is also going out to work to earn money for the family? Is it still fair for the husband to remove hand from domestic work? Remember, we have a line for men and a line for women. The number for men is 0700-993-993-993. The number for women is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. So we have equal access, equal opinions on the show. Patrick Inoshodi, welcome to the show.
Yes.
Go ahead, you're live. Good evening.
Yes, Then man will take over the chore. But what we will always try to establish is that whose responsibility is this naturally? That of the chore naturally is the responsibility of the woman.
Mm.
But whereby now the man come to help, the man will come to help. That of man is his own responsibility to go and find something and bring something home. If it turns that the woman is now the one that occupying that position now, then the man will now take over home. It's as simple as that.
Okay, so let me understand what you're saying. You're saying that if a man is going out to work, the woman should take care of the home.
Yeah, because it's her responsibility.
Okay, so what if the woman is also working the way the man is working? Whose responsibility is taking care of the home?
Thank you. is equally the taking care of the home is the responsibility of the woman. I do bring the word naturally. Then two of them will now know how to manage it because it is possibilities both of the whole work, the chore, and going out for to find out daily bread.
So if she if she goes out to find daily bread, she will also come back and take care of the home because that's her natural responsibility.
No, that's
what I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to understand. So you're saying. If two of them go out, so Patrick and his wife go out to find daily bread, the wife's work naturally is also taking care of the home.
Okay.
So she should combine both.
I'm coming. Okay. You know, if two of them now goes out now, automatically no one stays at home for that show. Do that is left for two of them still to know how to manage that. But when we know when we're going to separate it now, naturally, that of that home is of woman.
Oh.
The other one is for man.
What, naturally. Are you a married man, Patrick?
Yes.
Okay. Before you got married, who was doing the chores in your house?
Thank you. I'm the very one doing it because of the situation of things. I was single then.
Oh,
so
when you're a single man, it's your responsibility as a man to do your own chores. But when you're now married, it now becomes the responsibility of your wife.
Yes, because nature even even said is that now when a woman give birth now, so said it that the children will keep following her up.
Okay, thank you very much for calling, Emanuela. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, President.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling us today.
Yes, I want to contribute on the topic of...
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yeah, please. For me, I feel it's the responsibility of the both partners to do the half chores. It's not just for the lady because in as much as both of them are working, anybody that comes home can do the half chores.
No.
As far as when the guy was single, he was doing the house chore. He never left his house dirty. So we shouldn't just leave the house chore for the wife because he's a woman. It's not a woman's responsibility. Anybody can do the house chore as far as I'm concerned.
But he said, the first caller said, you know, it's more natural for women to do house chores.
There's nothing like not natural for me. I feel it depends on the upbringing. You know, when you see, for instance, there are some families where you see that they are only boys. You see that most of them are raised up to take care of the home, and they do it perfectly. Like my brother, I have only one brother. He's the last, but he grew up with my grandmom. Now, he can do, he does everything. He cooks, he cleans the house, he does virtually everything. But when we are around, he can just relax because we are around. But when we are not around, he does, he cooks everything. Even sometimes he bakes. You know, he's a man. So... it's nobody's duty or responsibility. It's duty of everybody to do the house chores. It's not assigned to any particular gender, as far as I'm concerned.
Emanuela, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. Maureen Nkan is on the line. Hello, Maureen.
Yeah, hello, Sandy.
Thanks
for
calling.
I'm good to have you. I've been trying to reach you all these years. Oh, Sandra, President Sandra, my adorable woman. I really, really, really admire you. You've got God. And
you.
I really admire you. You know what? That man that said it is natural for, that is a natural thing for a woman to take care of the home. That man must be dreaming. Because this domestic thing is for everybody. Because it's your house. It's the man's house. It's my house. I remember when I was working in the bank, you know, my husband and I would close so late. The night he would just go straight to his room. Me, in my own suit, I'll steal my dress, so I'll go to cook, do everything, and then attend to my son's homework, everything. Do you know this thing continued? Then one day, I told myself, Momo, you go die. This man go marry another one.
He said, Momo.
I was talking to myself, Sandy. I now said, it's not going to happen again. This man, you have to learn to even boil egg in a wahala. You know the problem?
He
has six sisters. When I even asked him, I said, come, your brother knows he do anything. He said, when he has, I said, really? I have two brothers. They cook for their wives. They go to the market. They do all sorts for their wives. Because it's their own home. It's your home. You were once a bachelor. Who was doing it for you? Who was washing your clothes? Well, I never washed anybody's clothes as a single girl, so there's no way I could have started it. But I just told him, oh boy, buy washing machine. You put your clothes inside. Do they work? Are they work? So why should I be able to die of stress?
Yeah.
Hey, so, my darling, it's not going to... No. Such men should not think this way. Abroad, a husband and wife, they do chores together.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin in America, when he called, he said, I didn't know this was how America was. Do you know my wife said I have to? Yes, you have to. You have to. Do you want the woman to die?
But they'll tell you that, you know, that's their culture. We have our own culture here,
which
Marie.
Which culture? Huh, no, Sandra. Listen, the young ladies of these days, me, I'm in my 50s. Mm. But, you know, young ladies of these days, you cannot try them on. Mm. They will tell you, coffee, go and buy washing. If like, you should buy a dishwasher. Buy washing. Because me, I'm very busy. My nails, I cannot just be doing all this. They gave us this impression, when you marry, you're going to do this. No. My darling, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. So no man should be dreaming. Face reality. Every woman goes out to work now. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to the office, you're going to your shop, you're running a business, mm-hmm. you're doing online trading, you're doing one thing or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all of us are working and trying to earn a living. So no man should say, you come and do this, you come and do. No. Let's share the responsibility. If you're home, do the one you can do. When I get home, I'll do the one I can do.
Okay.
It's not a problem.
Thank you, Maureen, for calling. We love that you got through today. James in Badagry, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Who should be responsible for running the household, James?
Both, my sister.
Okay.
There's something one lady said there, which is everything depends on the upbringing.
Mm.
In my own house, we have about three sisters and two brothers. We are many, but the elder ones has been married and the other one has gone out. My elder sister and my younger brothers and my younger sisters.
Mm-hmm.
My mother shared the way we used to cook in the house. Mm. You know, fufu.
Mm-hmm.
How to do fufu. You know, that is how to do it in a local way, not to pound it.
Okay.
Yeah, my mother taught us, if you didn't do it, we not eat in that house because we boys will always go to play ball.
Mm.
And my mother do it compulsory that we are going to do it. Any domestic work in the house, my mother share it and we do it.
Mm.
So that thing, when I'm small, I thought that my mother is, you know, he's treating us bad. Like what they're supposed to do, calling us well. But when I grow up now, I know that my mother did a great thing to me.
Mm.
Even my wife doesn't feel it.
Mm.
I cook in the house. I wash my wife's clothes. I did everything, domestic work. I don't even care. I'm the one working.
Mm.
I'm the one working, making the money for the house.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I built her a hospital.
Mm.
She has a time for her own place. But I still go work. I come home. I take care of the home. My wife will be cooking now. I say, let me go and be fresh in water.
Aww.
Sometimes I know how to cook something like stew. Stew and jollof rice, all those kind of best soup. She's perfect in soup.
Mm.
But I say, no, I want to cook. And my wife loves when I cook. When I cook, more especially jollof rice or coconut rice or stew.
Mm.
My mom, you know, you can't keep everything for your wife. It's your wife. It's like two in one.
Mm-hmm.
When the other one hand is spending, if the other hand will help.
Mm.
If you keep everything to your wife, maybe your wife fell ill tomorrow.
Mm.
You are the one who are going to bring money to take her to hospital.
Mm.
You see, everything, forget all these old people that before, they keep everything to women.
Mm.
Now, the time they marry Oriak, now we married Osodieme.
Yeah. Osodieme.
Because if you leave it to one, the other person will die, and the other person will live.
Mm.
But I will also like my wife to bury me and take the care of the house tomorrow.
Mm.
It's not for me to die, my wife to die for that. You see the difference.
Mm.
You see? Forget all those old men and old women. It's not about culture, it's by upbringing.
Thank you, James, for calling. Chinelo in Ikeja, welcome. Aw, Chinelo Pele, call us back, huh? 99.3, hello.
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 Good day.
Good day. Are you male or female?
I'm a female.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is AG, Madam AG.
Madam AG, welcome.
Yes. You know what? Many men, they've been calling to say they used to help their wife at home. I don't believe them.
Okay.
Because so many of them, they don't do it too.
Okay.
So many of them that I've known, they don't do it.
Okay.
Most of these men, they leave the work for their wife to do. Even when the wife goes to work and they also go to work.
Mm.
You find out that the wife will still go to the kitchen.
Mm.
They will not help. They're just making mad, some of them. Ask non-women. Let them speak out.
Well, women are calling. Eh? Thank you. I'm hearing the voices in the background. They seem to be agreeing with her. Lagos, if you just joined the show, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Every Wednesday, we bring you a segment called The Glass Ceiling. On The Glass Ceiling, we talk about the different barriers that hold women back, the different invisible barriers that hold women back. Because sometimes you go into an office or a building and you see glass, right? And if you're not paying attention, sometimes the glass is so clean that you're not realizing that there's glass there. Until you're walking, boom, 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 boom. And then next thing you know, smack, you walk into the glass. Right? So it's an invisible barrier. What the glass ceiling show does, is to put a sign on that glass wall and says to you, watch out for the glass, mind the glass. That's what we do every Wednesday on the glass ceiling. We point out that there's a glass door here, there's a glass ceiling here. And we talk about the different ways that we can remove that invisible obstacle. So open the door or smash the ceiling. And today we're talking about running the household. Do you know why this conversation is important? 3 or 4 weeks ago, I brought you the story of a special assistant to Governor David Umahi, Emerald Udakaji, that's her name. And she had to resign to save her marriage. She said that she had to be submissive to her husband, that her marriage was suffering as a result of her work. And when we talked about it, some of you sympathized with her. You said, oh, she made the right decision. She made the right call. She should have resigned. She needs to make sure that things run smoothly in her home. Some of you said, no, she should not have been made to resign. She made the wrong decision there. What about her own dreams, her own goals for her life? And when I asked the people who said, oh, she made the right call, things need to run smoothly in her home, when I asked them why the husband couldn't be the one to make sure that the house ran smoothly, some of them replied me, it's not the job of the husband. And so when that man shared his story on Twitter, I said, ah, I need to talk to you about this. And that's why we discussed this man's story. First time last week, Wednesday, second time today. And the big question is, who should be responsible for running the household? Who? You can talk to us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. You can also talk to us on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We are streaming live on YouTube and we have WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We have a number for women. So please, 01-465-7190. We have a number for men, 07000-993-993-993. We're going to take a quick break. After that break, let's come back and continue talking.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 4:33. Let's keep talking, shall we? 07000993993993. If you're a woman, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. 99.3. Hello. Thanks for calling us. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, Sandra, this is who? From Tuleri.
Hello?
Mrs. FM from Suleri.
Ah, welcome back. Go ahead.
Hello, Mrs. FM from Suleri.
Yes, welcome back. Go ahead.
All right. So we are talking about our husbands helping out at home.
Who should be responsible? It's not whether they're helping or not. Okay. Who do you think is responsible for running the home?
For me, I think that the woman is responsible for running the home.
Okay.
So be very candid and very truthful.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's our responsibility to do that. But times are changing. Times are changing. And every one of us, I thank God every day for my life, for the kind of husband that God has given to me.
Mm.
I must really say I'm blessed. and it's God's favor, and I'm not taking it for granted. The reason why I say so is that I have seen women complain. I've seen a lot go around. My friends that I have that have been married over the years, some that have just gotten married. These are issues that breaks home. It breaks the home. The marriages will crash because of, you know, things like this at home. Only the woman doing it, the man not helping and all that. Little things like this. It's not money. But what I would say is that in my own case, I am blessed. And God specially packaged my husband for me. Because as I talk to you, there is nothing a woman can do that my husband cannot do. And when he's doing it, he's not doing it to show off.
Okay.
He's doing it because he loves his family.
Hmm.
He wants the best for his wife and for his children.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying so is that I'm also blessed with boys. I don't have any girls.
Right.
And I tell my boys that, I say, in this house, there's no woman, there's no man. Whatever you need to do, you have to do.
Right.
You see your daddy, he takes care of you. When you sometimes they want something, they say, no, mommy, don't do it. Let daddy do it. Want daddy's own. This food we ate, the one daddy made, we like it. Daddy do it like this.
Hmm.
I said, so you have to learn to do it that way so that you will also be able to do for your own children.
Hmm.
Your wife is not your slave. She's your sister. She's your mother. She's anything that you want in a woman.
Okay.
So you have to bring that out of her. Hmm. And so I'm not just saying it to you, Imam. You see what your daddy is doing.
Hmm.
I am from River State. My husband is from Cross River State.
Okay.
I don't know how to cook Edikai Corn. I don't know how to cook Afefere. I don't know how to cook what do they call it? Forgotten. It's another recipe that everybody likes.
Ekpankoko.
Ekpankoko. And this other one, apart from Edikai Corn.
Afang.
Afang, yes.
Mm.
My husband taught me how to make them.
Mm.
Yes, in River State, we eat native soup.
Mm-hmm.
Calabari soup. Those are the things we do.
Mm.
You understand? Pepe soup and all those fish stew, fish soup, pepe soup and all that.
Mm.
I don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But because my husband is very domesticated and he loves to do that, some Saturdays you wake up in the morning, my husband will tell you, look, I'm making breakfast, people don't worry.
So how come, even though you're married to a man who's doing this and you're raising your sons to see that everybody should be able to do this, you still believe that it's the woman's responsibility to run the household?
Yeah. The reason why I want them to do that is that I want them to know that even if it's the woman's responsibility to do that, it is not for her to die. She's a woman being, and we have conscience.
Okay?
Yes, right. I accept it that it's our duty to do it. It is one thing that I go on the road and I know that if I eat something, I'm driving, I eat something and I'm going on the road, I can throw it on the road. I see other people throwing it.
Mm.
I have a conscience to know that I shouldn't do this.
Right.
Yes, because when I travel out, I see how other countries, what it looks like. I never see such things happening. So I shouldn't come to Nigeria and do that. It's a conscience. It's a matter of conscience.
So if
that is why I want my boys to have that conscience
as well.
That their wife is their sister, is their mother. The way they will treat their wife, the way they will treat their mother, the way they will treat their sister.
Mm.
What the best thing they want for her is the same thing they should do. Even if my husband is the one bringing the money, doing everything.
Mm.
You understand me?
Okay, Mrs. FK. Thank you very much for calling. I don't know if Ezinwa is still on the line. I doubt it, but he'll have to call us back. Ezinwa, thank you very much for trying to call into the show. The number to call is 0700-993-993-993. Do you believe a man's only job is to make money and come back? Do you believe handling the domestic chores is a woman's job? What about the situations where the woman also goes out and works to earn money for the family? Is it still fair for the husband to remove hand from the domestic work? Ifoma is in Festac. Ifoma, welcome.
Yeah.
Good to have you on the
show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sandra.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's the responsibility of the woman alone to run the house.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be a combined effort.
Okay.
Because I think both of you get back to those children.
Right.
So it's our responsibility to train our children to run the house together.
Right.
Like, I thank God for my husband. You know, most of the time when he's going out, he takes the children down to school. He begs them in the morning while I'm cooking in the kitchen, trying to get ready for my own work.
Mm.
He's also taking care of them. You beg them, dress them up. While he's going down, he dropped them down to school.
Mm.
In the afternoon, while I'm coming back, I'll branch the school, pick them down. You know, it should be a combined effort.
So proper division of labor, huh?
Yes, proper division of labor. Most of the times, I wake up late, before I even wake up, my husband is already up beating them because it's just both two of us and our two children.
Mm.
We don't have any house help, just two of us.
Mm.
So he assists, you know, you bed them, dress them up, then I'll cook, make the breakfast for them, the lunch. You go down, drop them while he's off. You know, I'll go. While I'm coming back, I'll branch the school, pick them back to the house, help them do their work. You know, it should be a combined effort. It should not be left for the woman alone. I don't agree that the work should be left for the woman alone.
Okay.
After all, two of us get back to them. So we should be able to put our effort together and train them up. It should not be left for the woman alone. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so, yes.
Ifeoma, thank you very much for calling. Chris is in Agbara. Hello, Chris.
President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Thank you. Yeah. My contribution is possibility of measure for the woman. Why do I say so? My mom is
home. Chris, your voice is low and your connection is poor.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I say I ate my mommy's food, not my daddy's food.
Mm.
But I wore my daddy's clothes. Daddy paid for the rent and also make sure we have the accommodation.
Mm.
So, but I ate my mommy's food.
Mm-hmm.
And when my mommy got food, when I started living my own, I normally go for my mommy's food.
Mm-hmm.
And that attachment continues to be there until she dies.
Mm.
At old age, at 80. And because of what he was doing for me, I will buy him 10,000 and give to her to be drinking.
Hmm.
I will do that for my dad. So, the attachment for all this is the attachment the children and the employer have. For instance, when I started my own, I work in a finance house. I leave house early 4 o'clock back then. And I wouldn't have time for the children. So, where will I have time to do all those?
Hmm.
So, when my wife wanted to join, complain, and she said okay, that the housework is too much for her, that she does this, she will do that, I said, okay, do I leave the job? When will I have time? If I collapse, look up, and at a point, she just doing her for business. Sometimes she will leave before me, and then the children will come back. Nobody will take care of them. They will hang at the door. So one day I called her, I said, come, you'll be looking for money. I'll be looking for money. One day we'll come house and we'll not meet the children. He said, God forbid. I said, God forbid. God will only forbid only if I leave the job or you leave the job. So the next day she stops and start taking care of the children. Now I'm free. She's free. So we are both taking care of the child. The children, but the children go on their own.
Mm.
So what I'm trying to say at that short stage, it depends on the job force. I'm calling us, the mother and the wife, the father and the woman, what they are doing, whichever one that is doing a job that is more challenging, the other one is it. But under normal situation, like the man somebody said, naturally, it should be, the man should be doing the 80% mental work. Mental work in the sense that to build up the children's future, to think about their house, their accommodation problem, and other problems. Why would the woman do the 20% of the physical power? Then, the mom you do 80% of the physical and 20% of the mental, so that the situation will move. We should not use what is happening in America to here, because the situation there is not palatable. Like, do you know the rate of divorce that is happening there? Even their children, I don't know, they are using guns to shoot some people. Is it because it's happening there? It's not happening here. Even Boko Haram is happening there. Do you know one day that, or one time like that, that the child went to use guns to start killing other people? So we shouldn't use their phones as a yardstick. Our children are better trained than them, just because that place, things are working. But when the mother, when the children begin to eat the mommy's food, like I ate my mommy's food, and the mommy begin to provide food for the children, things will work well.
Chris in Agbara, thank you very much for your call. Victoria and Ikeja, are you still there? Oh, Victoria, thank you for calling. Call back, huh? The number for women, I'm going to take a woman's call next. And the number for women is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Let me take a quick trip to WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Next week, we're going to have a conversation about childcare as a glass ceiling. Next week, Wednesday, we'll have a conversation about childcare. Specifically, we'll focus on childcare. Today, we're talking about running the house, but next week, Wednesday, we'll focus on childcare. I've got a message here from Jude. Jude says, if my wife tells me that house chores is everybody's responsibility, then every other thing in the house will become everybody's responsibility, including house rent, school fees. But this will bring division in the family. So my wife dare not tell me it's our duty. House chores is a woman's duty, Jude says. My husband and I pay rent together. I bring money, he brings money, we pay rent. Same for school fees. Same for any major bills in my house. So why is this a threat? If she says I should do chores, she should get ready to pay bills. If she's working and she has the money for it, why shouldn't she do it? Why wouldn't she do it? In some houses, some families, some husbands listening to me right now, some wives listening to me right now, the wives are the ones who are bringing the money to run the house. They're the ones paying rent. They're the ones paying school fees. They're the ones doing everything. And they're still the ones doing the chores in the house. So, Jude, your threat, quote unquote, is not the, it's not, it needs slap like that though. It needs, you know, slap the way it thinks it goes slap. We've got Anonymous who says, my mom is my God. Sometimes I don't know why my dad is still alive. Reason, he helps people outside, but he never fends for our needs. All right. That's quite a different conversation, but thank you very much. We've got Chinna Saramoku who says, please, I so much thank God for the kind of husband that God gave me. He does everything. He's always bathing his children, preparing them for school or church. He's going to the market to buy things. He enters the kitchen to cook. I so much appreciate him. I always thank God for giving me a man like him. Chinna Saramoku, thank you very much for giving us a call today, or for sending that message to us on WhatsApp. We've got more messages here. Christian from Otta says, I'm of the opinion that domestic chores is not gender specific. However, I think today's parents should do more. Some of these parents calling still segregate when allocating domestic chores between their male and female children. And that cycle continues. Christian from Otta, thank you for your message. Domestic work is for the couple. No one should have big share for the other. The children are for the family. More messages are coming in on WhatsApp. President Sandra, there's no big deal in a man doing house chores. It takes a man who is nothing but an animal to refuse to help his wife. By the grace of God, I have a good job. My wife also teaches in one of the best British schools here in Lagos. I do our laundry, I clean the kitchen, I go to the market till today. But she does the cooking because I don't want my wife to wear out easily. It's the responsibility of a woman, but we have to balance all. But that shouldn't make the woman to take the man for granted. All right. This person doesn't put their name, though, but thank you very much for your message. Sandra, I am actually guilty of this. I married in September last year. Just a week ago, it dawned on me that I've not been doing house chores anymore. Trust me, it's not deliberate at all. I've made up my mind to repent. I feel so bad now. Emeka from Sri Liri. Well, if we've changed your mind, then we've done our job, right? Thank you. We've got more people calling the show. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling us.
Victor calling from Sango.
Victor, why are you calling our female-only line? Eh? Why are you embarrassing yourself? 99.3. I guess that's another man calling our female-only line. Hello.
Hello.
What's your
Hello,
name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Toyosi, calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Toyosi. Tell me what you think.
It's nice talking to you, and I can see that you are really opening a lot of ladies' eyes. Actually, I also have this stupid, because if you having a foolish, like, thinking that it's only a woman should be the only one to be responsible of the house chores. I also have that mentality before. Mm-hmm. But me hearing you, and Joyce, that really opened my eyes. So I actually have a close friend. He's a guy.
Okay.
So this question I asked him, and he's a guy. I asked him, that who should be really responsible of the house choice? You know what he was telling me?
What
he was telling me that, and it should be the woman. And I was trying to prove my own point also. He bring his own point to the table, I also bring my own point. When I'm telling me that it's a woman that should be responsible, that for a woman that family should always come from. And that how will you be saying that for a woman family should always come from? What of the man? Now say the man will have to go outside to go and work, to go and hustle. The woman must take care of the family. Okay, now that okay, let's imagine now that the woman is also a career woman. Okay, I first asked him that, can you marry a career woman? He told me yeah, there's nothing bad. That's that okay, his wife is a career woman and she's always bringing home late. And they always bring them early. Will you do that? I'm not telling them that, no. I can't do that. That's as for a woman. You must always, and you are married, you must always go home early to go and do this. Okay, now to that, should it be the first person that go home should do this? Or the woman should do this? I'm not telling them that it's the woman that should do this. Now to that, why is it like that? I was very, very upset and angry. You know, you talking in the midst of people, and they have this mentality that, and they don't even understand you. And what I also find out that a lady two was also passing by. So I called the lady, I asked her that who is really in charge of the responsible like in the house? Who should all the action? So I tell you that it's human now. And then I found out that some women did not also know their rights. Like how will you be saying as a lady, a young lady, how will you be saying that okay, it's a woman that if the girl was not telling me that if a man is assisting a woman, if a man is cooking in the house, helping the woman, that is like assisting. He told me that he's assisting the woman. That generally in Africa, that woman should be the one to cook, should be the one to do all the house choice. I was not like saying that. I was very, very angry because, you know, I'm trying to cook something. And it's just like I'm wasting my time. You understand?
Well, you're not wasting your time. It's more small.
It's so painful. I don't know. Maybe you can imagine how that day I was so painful. You were not telling me that that a woman generally, that a woman should not be working those days. I'm like, okay, let's say now. This 24th century, that a woman should be the one cooking. That's like, okay, as for me, I can't. Like, a lot of people I don't even know, they have opened my eyes.
Okay.
And I've known that. And again, Mommy Sandra, I can't say the advertisement. There is a particular advertisement they do on television. This man is heavy. And this man is washing the clothes. I don't even know the advertisement. This man is bending down washing the clothes. I don't know what is bad there. You are heavy and you are still washing clothes. You are still cleaning. You are still washing. I don't know. It's so painful. It's so very, very painful. So that's a mentality that we need to stop in this country.
I agree with you, but unfortunately, I need to take a break. Thank you very much for calling. I didn't quite catch her name, but I'm glad she called us today. Let's take a break.